WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Wichita, Kansas,
we need you, Lord.
A vigil taking place for the 64 souls lost on board the American Eagle flight last night that took off from Wichita and then collided midair with an Army Black Hawk helicopter as it was landing near Reagan National in D.C. Three Army soldiers also died. President Trump offering condolences earlier and speculating on possible factors.
President Trump said Americans shouldn't be hesitant to fly after the mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter. The president said it's not clear what caused the crash.
We'll find out how this disaster occurred and we'll ensure that nothing like this ever happens again.
But at times during a Q&A with reporters, the president did speculate on the cause and place blame on the helicopter crew and air traffic controllers. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Army soldiers were conducting a training exercise at the time. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Nationwide report cards released on Wednesday found Wisconsin students above the national average for test scores, but also showed a large gap between white and black students. Fourth and eighth graders across the state scored a couple points above average in math and reading, with eighth grade math scores being the third highest in the country. However, black fourth graders scored 47 points lower in math and 45 points in reading, and 50 points lower in math and 39 points lower in reading for eighth graders, the largest gap in the country. Wisconsin Republicans have introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. One person was arrested on Tuesday night after driving off an embankment onto Mesaba Avenue in Duluth, forcing the temporary closure of the road. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash occurred at around 10:45 p.m. in the area of Mesaba Avenue and West 4th Street. The 26-year-old driver of the vehicle was arrested, and officials say alcohol-related charges are pending. A passenger in the vehicle was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Law enforcement authorities are continuing to investigate the crash. The Ashland City Council has passed an ordinance placing limits on short-term rental properties. Under the ordinance, owners of short-term rental properties will need to apply for a license through the city. They will also need to ensure their property meets the zoning code, has adequate on-site parking, and limits the number of guests that can be accommodated. The ordinance also requires the owner or property manager to be within 30 miles of the property at all times. Officials say the goal is to protect residents near the short-term rental properties. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent seven-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won four in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks. Some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery, with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soaking up the sunshine and feeling like spring, records are being shattered across the state. As we soar into the mid-40s, enjoy it, because we do take a 10-degree hit tomorrow and snow shoves in on Saturday. And we'll be much cooler next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, our Week in Review panel, a mix of journalists and an attorney, because we need one to track the legal minefield put in place by the Trump presidency.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome in hour number 2 of the big program from downtown Madison, high atop State Street on this Thursday, January 30th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, but certainly a difficult day for many around the country, particularly those in Kansas and in Boston and in Washington, D.C. area. Of course, we're talking about the story of the day. Out in Washington, D.C. last night, Reagan National Airport, an American Airlines commercial jet left Wichita, Kansas, with 64 souls on board, collided with a Black Hawk U.S. Army helicopter in which 3 American soldiers were on board. Despite the heroic efforts of over 300 first responders, firefighters, police officers, and others, it is believed that there are no survivors on either aircraft. President Donald Trump held his first major press conference today in the White House press room. And it was, in my opinion, anything but dignified. Instead of offering compassion and understanding and leadership, he chose for the moment to make it into a blame game of former presidents Obama and Biden, said that former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was just good at quote-unquote bullcrap, but he used the swear word version of it that we can't say on the air. We played you that cut. Trump also went on to blame and insinuate that the crash was caused by diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in the Army and air traffic control centers, and seemed to allude that perhaps the air traffic controller was someone in a wheelchair or someone other than a white straight male, and the same for the Black Hawk helicopter pilot. My fear, although I hope I am wrong, my fear is, because he knows this already, by the time he went to the dais, he was told. My fear is one of the people that either the air traffic controller or the Black Hawk pilot was a minority. And so they're going to use this, the Trump folks, to justify in a sick way why we have to get rid of DEI, which, of course, is not just an ethnicity program. It also is for veterans and for people with physical disabilities. That's why we should get rid of them, they'll say. Because look, this is what happens. A sicker analogy, not based on fact, but political division, I cannot think of. Well, to get to the phone lines in a minute, and yes, we're going to get to what's worse
We're going to try to turn the page, do something lighter. But again, I watched this entire thing. I think it was came in around a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. We've got 4 minutes of clips here, about four. I want to, because again, when Todd just spouts off, you can say, well, that's your opinion, Todd. So I want to play some of these things so you could hear it for yourself in the original vernacular. So here was Donald Trump, first one, Mr. Zomers, where he blamed diversity, equity, and inclusion on last night's tragedy.
Talent and a very special genius to be able to do it. Targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. The FAA's website states they include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism all qualify for the position of a controller of airplanes pouring into our country, pouring into a little spot, a little dot on the map, a little runway. The initiative is part of the FAA's diversity and inclusion hiring plan. Think of that. The initiative is part of the FAA's diversity and inclusion hiring plan, which says diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's just the opposite. The FAA website shows that the agency's guidance on diversity hiring were last updated on March 23rd of 22. They wanted to make it even more so. And then I came in, and I assume maybe this is the reason.
Donald Trump this morning, if you listen to that cut, do you see what he's doing? He went through what the official hiring policy is for the FAA. Anybody who has followed this, who knows anything about anything, that these federal protections were put in so that when someone comes in a wheelchair or had polio as a kid and uses a walker or braces, maybe someone who was born without a hand, maybe someone who is not white.
Even something less severe, like I need to be able to sit down during a job. If I have to stand all day, I can pass out.
So things like that. So that when the applicant comes in, that none of us are judged by outward appearance, but rather we're judged by our resume, our credentials, our work experience. If there are certain exams you have to take for admittance to these jobs that are administered equally, it's meant to give everyone an equal playing field. How many of us know someone in our lives or are someone maybe had a swimming pool accident? Maybe you were in a traffic accident. Maybe, as Lady Gaga said, you were just born that way. But you do your job great. And no one thinks a second thing about it. But yet Donald Trump is proud to stand before the American people today and attack those protections for our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin. And says, no, that makes America worse. That if you're in a wheelchair, that if you use braces, that if you use a cane or crutches, you shouldn't be given a job. And what does that say to people in the private sector? Oh, well, Trump doesn't. He's not hiring those people, quote unquote. I know for a lot of people, the moniker of Vice President Harris, we're not going back. It was a little campaigny and rubbed some people the wrong way. But now we're seeing what she meant, see? Because we've seen it, and a lot of people say, no, he's not going to do that. And I think a lot of people believe that. But now we're seeing it happen in real time. A reporter asks, I'm not sure, Zomers, whether the reporter says it, but the reporter asks here if specifically if Trump thinks that DEI could have been part of the problem.
On DEI and the claims that you've made, are you saying this crash was somehow caused and the result of diversity hiring? And what evidence have you seen to support these claims?
It just could have been. We have a high standard. We've had a much higher standard than anybody else. And there are things where you have to go by brain power. You have to go by psychological quality. And psychological quality is a very important element of it. These are various, very powerful tests that we put to use, and they were terminated by Biden. and Biden went by a standard that's the exact opposite. So we don't know, but we do know that you had two planes at the same level. You had a helicopter and a plane. That shouldn't have happened. And we'll see. We're going to look into that, and we're going to see. But certainly for an air traffic controller, we want the brightest, the smartest, the sharpest. We want somebody that's psychologically superior, and that's what we're going to have. Yeah.
During the campaign, then former, now once again current President Trump liked to brag. Remember when he talked about the weave? See how great I am, how I weave these things in? It's all part of the plan. I do the weave. I weave. Hey, you know what? He was right about that. You see how he weaved that in? That he equates physical disabilities or ethnicity as less intellectual. And weaves in, we want the most intellectual people there. We want the smartest people there. In other words, if you're not white and male and straight, you're not so smart. We don't want those people.
And able-bodied.
And able-bodied. So that's what he's doing. And it's meant to divide us. We're going to get to the phone lines again. Lots of phone lines lighting up. We're going to get to this. I want to get quickly one more cut here. This is Trump. Of course, always easy to blame it on the last guy or even the guy before him. Here he is blaming Biden and Obama.
We must have only the highest standards for those who work in our aviation system. I changed the Obama standards from very mediocre at best to extraordinary. You remember that. Only the highest aptitude, they have to be the highest intellect and psychologically superior people, were allowed to qualify for air traffic controllers. That was not so prior to getting there. When I arrived in 2016, I made that change very early on because I always felt this was a job that, and other jobs too, but this was a job that had to be superior intelligence, and we didn't really have that, and we had it. And then when I left office and Biden took over, he changed them back to lower than ever before. I put safety first. Obama, Biden, and the Democrats put policy first.
All right, that's enough of that. I just want to, again, it's the weaving the intellect. People that aren't one way, are not intellectual, are not smart, and makes us less safe. And it's Obama and Biden's fault. I mean, you know, and that my former party that I left in 2011, they like to talk big about masculinity. What's a real man? Well, my granddad, Albo, was a pretty tough guy. He was a dairy farmer, a logger, a boxer. Richland Center High School used to have boxing, won the fightiest fighter of the year. He was a tough guy. And he said the biggest factor in being a man is taking personal responsibility. I would say that Donald Trump is one of the most effeminate, based on that, one of the most effeminate presidents we've ever had. There is no accountability. There is no personal responsibility with Trump. It's always somebody else's fault. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cindy, 40 seconds. It's all yours, my friend. Cindy, go ahead.
Well, first of all, doesn't the President of the United States should have some superior intelligence as well? Number one. Number two, that man is just so vile and evil that I'm really ready to throw up. He just makes me nauseous. And I'm wondering how many people that are in this situation he's talking about voted for him. And number four, I was paging through some stations today. It came to 97.5. It's one of these right-wing wackos talking about, oh, how Trump got so far ahead of this with the DEI thing, and DEI kills. That's what they're saying.
Wow. Wow. Appreciate the call, Cindy. Up against the clock. Stay tuned. We'll get the rest of the calls on the other side. And what's worse on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, January 30th. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. One more day of January.
Correct.
Can't believe that, though. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Going to get to what's worse in a minute, I promise. But want to finish up these calls. L.A. Tom mentioned this on the stream. I think he's right. There's a certain amount of catharticism, right? That we're talking to one another as respectfully as we can and working through this together. Look, I'm no Kira Sabin, I'm no therapist, but I think it's important to put this into context so people kind enough to listen to call in want to get to your calls. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, talking about the Donald Trump press conference this morning. About the tragedy in Washington, D.C. last night, where 64 people on an American airline flight and three U.S. Army soldier heroes on a U.S. Army helicopter also lost their lives. And Donald Trump chose to blame it today on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and did put out there that perhaps the airline traffic controller or the U.S. Army helicopter pilot was less than intelligent because they might have been an ethnic minority and or someone with a physical disability. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. John in Boaz, beautiful Boaz, back in Richland County, listening on WRCE. John, let's see.
Yeah, I would say... Number one, it's racism. Number two, Hitler did the same thing 100 years ago because Hitler is so self-centered, just like Donald Trump. He's so power-hungry, just like Donald Trump. He can blame it on people with disabilities, and even though they don't know the truth.
Yeah.
The truth is the most important thing. The man's character is next. And then it comes down to governance. Can he govern the people? Thank you.
Appreciate the call, John. Look, I get it. I try to be measured in my rhetoric, but John's not wrong. Questioning people's intellect based on their ethnicity or physical ability is not anything new. To John's point, we've seen it in Europe in the 1930s and 40s. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, if you could be brief, please go ahead.
Well, right out of Alexandria,
was Andrew Stevens' cornerstone speech of the Confederacy, that the black person's do is just to be a perpetual slave. And as far as for being gay, apparently there is a redeeming point there. If you're a billionaire, it's perfectly acceptable because Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary, but Scott Kenneth Homer Ben Bessent is gay, has a partner, and he's welcome with open arms. So apparently, if you have the dollars, it doesn't matter what you are.
It's a whole new take. It's a whole new take, Mark, on pay for gay or gay for pay. It is. It is sad. I just once in a while you gotta laugh. 855-752-4842. Fred, listening on WMDX in Cottage Grove. Fred, you're up next. If you could be brief, please go ahead.
Briefly, the last thing about he's projecting again. The least qualified people have been put in because of DEI. Look at his choices for his agencies.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Nobody's qualified for what he's chosen for them.
Certainly Nobody. Not all. Certainly
and
not all.
No. Standing behind him during that speech. I mean, nobody stands up to what he says because they know he's wrong, but they stand there and stuck it in.
Appreciate the call, Fred. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842.
Yeah, on the topic of all of his people being unqualified, his press secretary doesn't know how to spell, which I think is a vital thing for that. She doesn't know how to spell correspondent or Columbia, as in the country, in official releases. So that was very cool.
In official releases, yeah. As a dyslexic person, I'm not a great speller. But if you're in that job, you should somebody doing the spelling for you. 855-752-4842. Jim in Brookfield, listening on WAUK Milwaukee. Jim, what say you?
I say the press conference was pathetic is a mild word to put it. I mean, it was unconscionable for him to even mention not one but two former presidents directly by name and to cast blame. It's directly goes with what you said, Todd. The man cannot accept personal responsibility. And real quick, I used to, in the early 80s, worked out at Washoe County Airport. They had air traffic controllers there. One of the young men, great traffic controllers, as you referenced earlier, had a swimming accident. He dived off the boat into shallow water, broke his neck, paralyzed from the neck down. Okay, he's, believe it or not, he still was able to maintain a career and actually went into a federal level with the FAA as an air traffic controller. And there were ads, like in Time Magazine and national publications, that showed him in the wheelchair and that said, basically, I am not able-bodied. However, I'm able to land a jumbo jet. And they had a jet, in the background. Mm-hmm. That was in the 80s during the Reagan era. So what is Mr. Trump saying today? That this individual, now he has this accident, he's put kicked to the gutter, to the side, and is now useless?
Yep.
I mean, it just showed. And this person went on in the wheelchair and had a long-term career, retired with a pension, and successfully, safely, and intellectually landed several aircraft very safely.
Great call, Jim. So appreciate that, bringing that up. Great, great call. Great example. 855-752-4842. Kate calling in Wisconsin. Kate, got about 30 seconds. It's all yours.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that the powerful always set the qualifications. So only the poor, the minorities, handicapped women have to be qualified. If qualifications was really a requirement, we would have a different president.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great call. Appreciate it. Thank you, Kate. Thanks for all the calls on this. We're going to continue to follow it. And thanks for all the texts as well. I mean, again, I think it's important when things like this happen. I would call today a milestone moment because we saw with our own eyes, heard with our own ears, unfiltered, what Donald Trump is about. And I was not impressed, to say the least. And I think it's dangerous. Also, one of our texters said, what wasn't working today? Trump's hairpiece. That's absolutely right, by the way. The man has as little hair as I do. He just swirls it around more. Back with a little fun after this. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He's also looking a little more orange than normal.
Yes, that too.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Weeks after the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, state Republicans are proposing a bill that would allow teachers to carry a firearm on campus. The legislation would only allow teachers to carry a firearm if their local school board adopts a policy approving it. Republican leaders say they are unlikely to support increased gun control measures proposed by Governor Tony Evers, like stricter background checks and red flag laws. The bill would also make it easier for those teachers to obtain a gun license. Wisconsin Republicans are asking State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself from their appeal to a recent ruling on Act 10. The ruling from a Dane County Circuit Court judge in December overturned most of the law as unconstitutional, saying it violated the equal protection guarantees in the state constitution. Justice Protasiewicz had regularly expressed her belief that Act 10 was unconstitutional when running for the seat in 2023. The Dane County ruling was put on hold pending the result of the Republican appeal. A yearly event in Bayfield is set to return this weekend as officials anticipate a bounce back in attendance. The 19th annual Ashwaubé Summit Nordic Ski Race is set to kick off on Saturday with a 15K and 30K event available for skiers. There will also be a 3.5K race for middle schoolers and a 7.5K race for high schoolers to kick off the day. Event officials say last year's turnout was disappointing thanks to the unseasonably warm weather and overall lack of snow, but they're expecting a much larger turnout for this year's event. The Duluth City Council has announced the approval of a contract agreement with the union that represents nearly 500 city employees. The tentative agreement on Monday provides those city employees with wage increases to more closely match market rates, working condition improvements like updated scheduling and workload expectations, and a commitment to retain and recruit more workers to address staffing shortages. The union had previously voted to authorize a strike if they were unable to come to an agreement. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothée Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soaking up the sunshine and feeling like spring, records are being shattered across the state. As we soar into the mid-40s, enjoy it, because we do take a 10-degree hit tomorrow and snow shoves in on Saturday, and will be much cooler next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will break down the litany of executive orders and memos. Also, what are your rights as a U.S. citizen if you get nabbed by ICE? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's payday.
Get that cheese.
We gotta get that cheese.
If you're driving through the neighborhood,
Is it called a low rider or a high rider? I don't know.
A low rider.
A low rider. Play this loud with the windows down. In Wisconsin, you'll probably get some cheese. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. A tough day here, look. But we're going to try to turn the page with something a little bit lighter. I appreciate all the phone calls, all the opinions, and I think for the most part, a thoughtful discussion today on the Trump press conference. And again, I think it was an important moment to just identify this and say, okay, that's what we're dealing with. We'll process that and we'll move on. So 35 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, let's move on. Time once again for what's worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or
welcome
you can
in once that. Again to what's worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, simply your chance. And what kind of a value can you put on this? Your chance to have your voice heard across the entire state of Wisconsin on 11 great radio stations, the largest privately owned radio network in the state of Wisconsin, Civic Media. And I heard that we play that song every day, of course. Wouldn't it be great if we had a live band that did that for us every day?
That would be pretty good. I feel like what I would like to do is I got to get me a keyboard, mm-hmm. and then I can just play stupid little songs to do intros to segments.
Right. I think we should – that's part of the priority for 2025, a live house band here for the show. Good luck with that, Todd.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. And this is timely indeed, as the great reporter Mike Lucas likes to say, because the stage is set. We know it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, they won their games, and people get excited about Super Bowl parties. Zalmers, do you traditionally do a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, we don't do anything super crazy. It's mostly just an excuse.
Together.
Huh?
A get-together.
And it's an excuse to try some new snack recipes. Like maybe somebody found one for spinach and artichoke dip or whatever. Maybe somebody just has been craving cocktail weenies. I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of that, we have the exact question for us today. From the old home office, as Letterman used to say, because this involves two cheeses that people will sometimes get for the Super Bowl. So the question today, what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese? Blue cheese or American cheese? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let me qualify this. When we say American cheese, we're not talking about like cheese made in the United States of America. Think of Kraft singles.
Right. It's a type of cheese.
Right. It's the more processed single cheese that come in little singles.
Wrapped in plastic. Some may say contains plastic.
If some. And then, of course, blue cheese. I think that speaks for itself.
Moldy cheese.
Well,
a specific type.
I think that we need to get Sid Cook, the owner and master cheese maker from Carr Valley, on the phone because, people like him. I'm not sure whether it's technically mold or enzymes. If we have a master cheese maker in there, give us a call. But yes, blue cheese, it has the bluish color to it. Some people would call it mold, and it has a very distinct flavor. So blue cheese or American cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
From what I gather, it is made with mold, but it's a similar type of mold to what penicillin is made out of. So not only is it safe for consumption, it's potentially healthy.
We're not talking about like the black mold on your where water gets in your basement or anything like that. What's worse, blue cheese or American cheese? Mark in Pertisac, speaking of, says, I just enjoyed some Carr Valley jalapeno bread cheese. Warmed with a bit of Wisconsin maple syrup. Oh, that's bread cheese. Ever had that? It's like little square. You fry that up, but it gets real warm and gooey. And the best thing. Absolutely great stuff. So, again, people have feelings on this, I know, because a lot of people have blue cheese with wings coming up for the Super Bowl, maybe. A blue cheese dip for those. for buffalo wings. And then American cheese, while it gets a bad name from cheese aficionados or people who really know their cheese, look, I mean, when you're doing a summer cookout at a Wisconsin State Park and you just want to have a cheeseburger, you know, I mean, what's wrong with throwing a slice of American cheese on there? I'm not saying you have it every day. Anyway, what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ray calling in from Chicago. Ray, we appreciate the call all the way from Chicago. What's worse, blue cheese or American cheese?
You know, I'm not a big fan of blue cheese, but American cheese isn't even cheese. We don't know what it is. You can set it on your porch. The birds won't eat it. The ants won't eat it. Raccoons. I fought raccoons out of my garbage can. They won't eat that stuff. You know, if I see someone making a cheeseburger, putting a piece of American cheese on there, they've lost immense respect for me.
What?
Lob off a chunk of cheddar, throw it on your burger. That's a real cheeseburger. This other stuff, I don't know what it just can't.
I love it. So you're saying to you, American cheese is the equivalent to a tombstone pizza in Chicago.
You know what? I'll eat a tombstone pizza, but I will not eat American cheese.
Really?
I ate tons of it as a kid.
Huh?
But once I learned what real cheese tastes like, mm-hmm. I mean...
Oh, yeah, of course.
You might as well eat the plastic wrap that it comes in.
Right. Oh, there's no, I mean, you get a 10, 12, 15-year aged cheddar properly. It's a delicacy. It's not even close. But I appreciate it. And thanks for calling in and listening down in Chicago, Ray. We appreciate it so very much. Have a wonderful day down there in the Windy City. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brian, listening in WAUK Milwaukee, in Milwaukee. Brian, blue cheese or American cheese? What's worse?
Blue cheese.
Blue, not even close.
I tried it. I tried it once. Mm-hmm. My brother was having blue cheese dressing on like a salad, and mm-hmm. and he said, "Oh, I really like blue cheese." And so we went out and we bought some blue cheese. And I tried it once, and I hated it. Oh, I can't do it.
That, just you're can't not going back. No. That's it.
Not going back. No.
All right.
I love feta and spinach. Mm-hmm. I love cheddar cheese. I like other cheeses. Camembert, great, but blue cheese, never again.
Never again. All right, thanks, Brian. We appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Catherine Lake, our great general manager here at WMDX in Madison, listening in, and she reminds us, now here, I did not know that. John and Gordy, who incidentally, late breaking news, Maggie Dawn is out today. And in her chair, John and Gordy, our great morning team here at WMDX in Madison, they're going to be hosting the Maggie Dawn Show. And it turns out that their producer, Sam Davison, who has been on this program before in relief for Zommers and set up our street cam, Sam Davison worked in a cheese factory. Ask him about blue cheese. I did not. Is Sam up? Is he gearing up for the next show? I'm not sure.
Probably. I'm sure he's here.
We should bring Sam in. I did not know that, so we can maybe ask him about that. Megan in Sun Prairie says, American cheese is worse. I grew up in an anti-American cheese household, though now my husband is slowly changing my opinion. Cheese can be, in Wisconsin particularly, cheese can be very divisive.
You know, the funny thing about American cheese, people say, oh, it's not cheese. They're actually right. It depends on the brand of American cheese, but yes. Kraft Singles, for example, cannot legally call themselves cheese. They have to use a legally unregulated term, pasteurized prepared cheese product.
Really? What? Can we pull up like the label, like the what's actually in it? Wouldn't it be hilarious if there's actually like no milk in
it? It uses milk protein concentrate.
Oh, like
milk, I don't know what that is.
Milk powder or something like that. All right. What's worse, a blue cheese or American cheese? 855-752-4842. Len, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, what's worse is no cheese at all. pass the cheese, please. That's the winner, I think, right there.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the winner. I mean, no cheese at all. I love cheese. As regular listeners to this show know. Our ongoing contributor, our friend Jeff Perry, watching us on Facebook, says, I'm sick of all these foreign cheeses coming in here and taking jobs away from American cheese.
You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so.
I forgot we had that clip.
I never forget. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Could have used that a couple of days ago. But anyway, not the teleprompter, as it turns out. That was great, Perry. That was really good. All these foreign cheeses coming in, taking jobs away from American cheese. What's worse, blue cheese or American cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Larry, listening in beautiful Deerfield via WMDX. Larry in Deerfield says the best blue cheese is French Roquefort. Is that the correct pronunciation, I believe?
Something like that.
Which is banned. Wow, here's a little knowledge for you. It's banned in the United States because even the bacteria in it is harmless and is deemed too high. The blue cheese we do get is okay, while the American cheese is bland but passable on burgers. It's close, but I'd say American cheese is worse. Too much info, I know. No, not at all, Larry. This is exactly what we like here at the show. So French Roquefort is banned in the U.S. because even the bacteria in it, even though the bacteria is harmless, it's deemed too high. I did not know that.
I think we have a few cheeses like that here.
So if you're going to France,
get some blue cheese.
Well, but then you risk. I mean, do you want to take the risk? Do you want to tuck it away and don't declare it in your luggage and smuggle Ooh. In some French Roquefort? I'm not telling you to do that, you understand?
I think you got
to
do some research on what the penalties would be if you get caught getting that cheese.
You know what? Some stuff like that can be pretty high.
I can.
Don't joke around, because the Customs and Border Patrol people and the inspectors, you have to declare when you come back into the country, are you bringing an agricultural product in?
I think we got to ask Trigvi. He has experience smuggling food internationally.
He does. I may or may not have known people that may have smuggled certain, not harmful things, but just, you know, cheat your own, that type of thing. But it's great if you could get, and usually really intelligent and disarming women are better at this. They can smuggle things in much better. What's worse, blue cheese or American cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse?
I'm not qualified to make this decision. I've never had blue cheese because I have a mold allergy. And while I don't think I would be allergic to this mold, I haven't felt like risking it.
Oh, really? Okay. Catherine, and see, again, she says it's two syllables. Well, Catherine, come in and tell us. She's down the hall. Roquefort? It's not Roquefort. It's just Roquefort. Oh, I don't know French. Je ne sais quoi? Roquefort. Oh, Roquefort. Like a Frankenfurter.
Roquefort.
Oh, thank you. We asked Siri. Roquefort. Very good. You can have some Roquefort on your Frankfurt. This is getting out of hand now.
What about you, though?
I love it.
What's worse?
Like somebody, I'm such a Libra. It depends, right? I think as a true, like, I'm not a connoisseur of cheese. I don't judge cheese, but I appreciate good cheese. And if you're looking at it that way, well, clearly American cheese is worse because it's so processed. But in terms of, like, taste, I don't know. I've had blue cheese on its own. I've had some really, really good blue cheese on its own, and it was okay. But on the whole, if you said you had to eat a plate of one of them, I'd probably take the American cheese.
I would not want to eat it by itself, but right. On a burger, it can be good.
All right, we'll come back with wrapping up the show after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations across the state of Wisconsin you're listening to. Our check of weather from our meteorological team, meteorology team, I guess. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will be along. Update, of course, the Badgers secondary to all the breaking news across the nation today. Watched the game last night. Wisconsin Badgers, number 17 in the country, fell to Maryland, the Terps, by a score of 76-68. Badgers just couldn't quite get it all together in the second half. But they will be back home next week, or maybe this weekend. Todd Reed, I should go to more of the meetings, Zomers. But coming up tomorrow's Friday, January 31st, hockey. We have Wisconsin at Minnesota hockey, 6:30 p.m. broadcast time on Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. Locally grown radio, as they say up there. You can also listen to the game on the Civic Media app. You can download it for free at the Apple or Android device. Simply go to the App Store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. And then on Saturday, this is what I was looking for, Saturday on February 1st, men's basketball back home in action against the Northwestern Wildcats. Game time, 12 p.m., high noon, as they say, in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center, and also on the Civic Media app. And then coming up, as we said, normally our colleague Maggie Dawn would be in at 2 o'clock from 2 until 4, but here now is a special surprise. Our friends John and Gordy from the John and Gordy program here in Madison, the morning show, every morning from 6 until 8. John and Gordy have been woken up. Here's what happens. John and Gordy come in like 3 in the morning with Sam Davidson. Sam makes a breakfast, and they have some coffee, and then they do this great show from 6 until 8, and then Sam tucks them back into bed. He is the official bed tucker-inner, and John and Gordy sleep until the next day, and then they get woken up, and they get... they've had to be rewoke. And so we'll see how that goes. They're not normally, they're usually sleeping at this hour, but they make a special appearance in the daylight.
Getting re-woke, it might make them a target by the current administration. So we got to be careful about that.
Well done, Zobbers. Well done. Yes, you do not want to be re-woken or re-woke in 2025. But yet, John and Courtney, God love them. And Sam, they're going to be here filling in for Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4. Should be a fantastic show. And then 4 until 6, you got Dom Selvia, the Italian Stallion, from 4 until 6. And then our friend Pete Schwabe and Conrad are in with Nightlight until 8. Then it's Rick Smith Across America and the great Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So right there, you're all set to go. Couple of late entries, and we always appreciate it here on the Civic Media app for today's What's Worse, Blue Cheese or American Cheese. Steady Eddie calling in or texting in saying, keep the so-called American cheese, quote unquote, forget about it. Blue cheese for me, please. All right. A very strong answer for American cheese there, for say American cheese is worse for Steady Eddie. All right, there you go. Don't have a lot of time to get into this story today, but I obviously breaking news of the day took precedent, as it should. But there's a great story in The Atlantic a couple of days ago. Headline, why Meta is paying $25 million to settle a Trump lawsuit. Facebook's parent company has reached a deal with the president. Surprise, surprise. And Elon Musk's platform says it's negotiating its own settlement. From The Atlantic, Donald Trump spent decades in business gleefully suing and angrily being sued by his adversaries in civil court. But since winning re-election, he has suddenly posted a remarkable string of legal victories as litigants rush to settle their cases. As Gomer Pyle once said, surprise, surprise, surprise. Mark Zuckerberg is the latest, according to two people briefed on the agreement who requested anonymity to discuss the arrangement. Meta will spend, that's the parent company of Facebook, will spend $25 million on damages and legal fees, a remarkable turn of events that happened to coincide with the other demonstrations by Zuckerberg of new fealty towards Trump. Isn't that funny how that happens, Zobbers?
It is not a surprise, nor is it unexpected.
Nor is it unexpected. The Meta settlement follows a flurry of other legal developments. On November 20th, 2024, lawyers for Trump and for Elon Musk's company X filed a joint letter in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco without press release or fanfare. The court was expected to rule on the legal merits of the case that Trump had filed against X, Facebook, and YouTube, alleging that the companies against them, alleging that had unlawfully removed his social media accounts under government pressure weeks after January 6th of 2021 and the attacks on the U.S. Capitol. So there you go. Suddenly, Trump back in power. Musk, Zuckerberg get front seats at the inauguration. And suddenly, just by chance, oh, we'll settle this. How about if we just give you $25 million and we'll call it even? Not a bad deal if you can get it. I never get that. I'm always the person, Zobbers, that like, you know, you don't get the settlement. I don't sue people, but I mean, you know, it's the way it goes. Look, tough show today in some ways, but great show in others. Appreciate all the participation. We're going to get through this together, folks. Appreciate Earl Ingram for calling in, Zomers as well, and all the folks here behind the scenes. We appreciate you so much. In tomorrow for a TGIF edition, Zomers is a board game of the week. Stay tuned for John and Gordy in for Maggie next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss with Sandy Williams of the direction of our nation under President Donald Trump. Talk with Bob Amsterdam about the Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. but that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Recovery efforts continuing near Reagan National Airport after the mid-air collision last night between an American Eagle passenger jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. 64 passengers and crew members, along with three Army soldiers, died. President Trump, earlier at a briefing, called it a dark moment for the nation, and he vowed a full investigation.
President Trump said his administration doesn't know what led to the crash between the American Airlines jet and the Army helicopter, but said they have, quote, some very strong opinions. He later suggested diversity efforts in hiring at the Federal Aviation Administration has made air travel less safe. Asked for evidence to support those claims, the president said,
"It just could have been."
Pushed on how he can conclude at this point that diversity had something to do with the crash, the president said,
"Because I have common sense."
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer responding, criticizing the president for, quote, idle speculation as bodies are still being recovered. This is ABC News.